Hi, I'm with Colin Cook, Marketing Director at the British Army at the Social Media and Recruitment Conference. Colin has just delivered a very interesting talk about how the British Army is attracting new people using social media. Colin, could you give us a quick overview of your approach and what platforms you've been using and why?
Okay, I'd love to. I was talking about the cultural challenge that we have, which is to try and talk to a generation of young people who don't know too much about the Army and try and explain to them what they can do, the kind of organisation that we are, and how they can develop their careers, be that within the Army or initially within the Army, and then moving on to do other things later in life. And we use social media to do that because it gives them an insight into the kind of people that we employ, the kind of experiences that they will come across if they join the Army, and the kind of people they'll work with.
And you're a security-driven organisation, obviously. How do you ensure that what you're talking about is the right kind of stuff?
Well, we do. We clearly have major security concerns, and there are certain things that we can't and wouldn't do. But I think we just took a very planned and deliberate approach about this. We've set the guidelines, we've set the rules. People know the way in which we want to engage. And the staff in the Army who do this, they have an interest in social media and social networking, so they understand the technology. And they also, because they're serving soldiers, and we always use serving soldiers, they have a really deep appreciation of security issues. So I think it's possible to bring the two together, the enthusiasm for digital and the understanding of security.
Now, towards the end, you said that in order to use any kind of social media platform, you need to know why you're doing it in order to justify it. So why Facebook?
Well, I think Facebook is because if you're trying to attract young people like we are, 16 to 24-year-olds or 29-year-olds in the main, Facebook is everywhere. I said in the talk, we stood outside a recruiting office and filmed people and asked them what their main use of the internet or computers was, and 19 out of 20 people said Facebook. And if you get that level of endorsement and that level of engagement, you can't afford not to consider it within your social media strategy.
Now, final point from me, you're a public sector organisation going through lots of cuts. You talked about ROI on investment. How do you measure the success of your engagement through Facebook?
In a number of ways. I mean, you can measure the sort of traditional ways in terms of cost per application, cost per click, all that kind of stuff. But also in long-term brand, the impact on the brand and the image and the reputation of the Army in longer term. We have tracking studies that look at what people think about the Army, whether they understand the career opportunities that are here, and we're able to show that social media is having an influence on that, or increasingly able to show that.
Colin, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Martin.